Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality, with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to everyone. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2015. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, glad to be here. Another good show coming up.
And tonight we're going to be talking about the nature and role of psychic impressions and readings. Dr. Hunter's going to be covering that just in a moment. This is the weekly service, Spirit of Life service for the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our website is at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Our mission is to explore and talk about the human condition, science, and spirituality. We are also primarily an educational organization. We have several schools. One of our main school is the Metaphysics Institute, or International Metaphysical. I'm not even going to go there today. It's been a rough day, but I'm going to get out of this thing. Anyway, IMHS, metaphysicsinstitute.org, and we offer bachelor's, master's, doctoral degrees in metaphysical topics, as well as spiritual counseling, life coaching, parapsychology, paranormal-related things, ufology, and a bunch of others. And again, the website is metaphysicsinstitute.org. So, tonight, the program, we're going to be talking for a few minutes on the nature and role of psychic impressions and readings. And then after that, we're going to be doing our In Spirit Forum for a few minutes, where you can get have a card pulled from our Inner Oracle card deck, which is basically our own custom card deck that teaches basically everything that we teach. And it's very interesting to be able to pull cards and see how they resonate. So we'll be able to do that. You're welcome to call in. The numbers are at the top of your screen. The switchboard number is 646, if I can read this, 646-668-2876. Of course, we have the chat room open, and you can ask questions there as well. So without any further ado, let's talk about the nature and role of psychic impressions and readings. Dr. Hunter?
Well, a lot of people might wonder, what is that? Well, because it's nature, and what is the nature of psychic abilities or psychic impressions? It's all part of what I believe is innate in the human experience. You know, we think about animals and how they have that other sixth sense. You know, they can sense their environment and hear things we can't hear. It's a very acute kind of sensory perceptions. Well, humans do have varying degrees of that also, and I distinguish that from psychic phenomenon as autosensory perception. Some people call it intuition. Well, we could call it an intuition, or we could call it just being really sensitive. You know, we have that front part of the brain, that third eye, that can kind of gauge our energy signatures around us, and which is very different from what we distinguish as psychic phenomenon. It really has no valid reason. We can't find any logic to it. How do we know what's going to happen in an hour from now? What do we know? How do we know what's going to happen next week? Or, how can we make predictions? Because we have these little flashes in our mind. So we get these, kinds of images or smells or all kinds of sensories that have no explainable reason, that don't belong in this here and now. And that's really important to note, because we can go back thousands of years to study where, the medicine people of communities, or the spirit people we used to call them, and who would have this higher sense, or would have this connection to the spirit world, if you will. And at least that's largely what it's believed to be, that there's life in other realms or other dimensions. So some people just absolutely believe that, I've got a spirit guide, or I have spirits talk to me in my head, and that's how I know what's going to happen. Well, that may be true, absolutely. And there's no reason to disbelieve people when they feel that, you know, myself included at times. But there's also another part of the universe that we don't yet understand, that we're on timelines or energy frequencies. And, you know, we could get into this in kind of quantum mechanics or, you know, quantum physics, where we're kind of, think of us as on a thread, and we're riding along that thread, and it already has this energy. It doesn't mean that the events are predetermined. It simply means that by the laws of cause and effect or action reaction, that there's bound to be. Now, of course, we're intersecting with other people, so who are also on their timelines, I might add. So if we're moving forward in our lives and we can see or get this feeling or sense what's coming, then of course we have absolutely the ability to change a pathway. You know, if you're going down the road, you can take a side corner, you can take a detour. We have those kinds of choices. But here it is, it's so much easier to, because it's more objective, to read for other people. So this is where we take that next step of readings. Because it's, you know, we've talked about this in previous shows, where it's very difficult to read for yourself or know what those images or psychic impressions that we get from somewhere, whether it's spirits or the universe or wherever it comes from. It's very hard to subjectively know where we're going because we don't necessarily have a frame of reference for events that are coming. In other words, we don't have a brain file for new things. We're always gauging by what's familiar. But if we look at somebody else's life, we can see other kinds of things. So this is where a lot of people, historically speaking, would go to the medicine people, go to the spirit people, ask for advice. It would be the family, the community, individuals, you know, because all searching for what's coming. Will we have good crops this year? Will we have, big rains coming? And generally it was to do with things that would affect the family or the community. But as we have, of course, developed, we have, you know, we want individually, you know, what is coming next? How can I know what's going to happen? Now, a lot of people want that information to feel like they're in better control. I like to really look at it as having control to change your life if you don't like what you see. So for all these many years, 40 plus years of doing readings for people, I've been very clear from the beginning, I might add, that there are many alternate pathways for people. When I tune into somebody for a reading, it's the path they're on now, based on the energy now, and what is likely to happen by way of the events, to the best of my ability to interpret them. But understand, we're reading a frequency of energy. So then there's these little flashes of the likely events to come. So again, why do we do that? Well, because we're curious. We have experiences in our multidimensional kinds of human experience. I don't know any other way to say it, except that we are not just two or three dimensional beings. We are multiply dimensional. And in many ways that we can't even imagine. A lot of people write books on it. People say, oh, we have 12 dimensions, 4 dimensions, the fifth dimension. It doesn't really matter to me. What I do know is that it's how can we best utilize our intuition, again, I'm using that word, and psychic abilities to help ourselves and each other. And how can we continue to grow in those ways? So the nature of, again, psychic phenomenon and readings is to evolve. And I really believe that. We have this other ability, this multidimensional ability to progress, to expand our consciousness, to expand our awareness. Now, do we have the answers? You know, I've often said that I might know level 3 on 3 million levels to know. And that actually inspires me. It keeps me curious. It keeps me wanting to know and understand more. So the best thing to do, I think, when anybody, and just a little advice for folks out there, is be a really good observer and really do your best to step outside the box of your own thinking. And, you know, of course, we have access to so much information now, it's kind of overload. But again, appreciate and be compassionate for other people and experiences, even though you haven't had that. Because that's when you'll get those little flashes, you know, about people. Oh, it's like what I read, or it's like what I saw a picture of that. Maybe that applies here. So maybe that's in some way those, what I call those cosmic intersections. Very often when I do a reading, I'll get a flash to say, oh, it's kind of like that. And I'll remember something from, geez, 30 years ago, even, or longer. And so then I can draw a parallel, okay, or somebody else's story. If you do not have, let's say, a form of divination, because that's where in readings, it's really the best way is to have a focal point, a focus. When somebody's reading for you or you're reading for somebody else, if you don't have that, you're going to, you know, find a focus, whether it's you look up in the sky and you see a cloud. Because that's really how the spirit people would do it and the medicine people would do it years ago. They didn't have cards. You know, they didn't have teacups. They're not sitting down to have tea. But they would use sticks on the ground or stones or just to hear, you know, or just to look at a hand even. Anything that triggers the psyche into that alternate dimension, that altered state, that tunes into that frequency. So if I can say that again, you know, it, just the nature, because we're talking about the nature of things here, not necessarily about how to do readings, except that we all have this ability, we have this innate ability to tap into these sources. All we need is a focus that will alter our present consciousness into that alternate state that will give us these little glimmers, if you will. I call them Kodak moments. It's like a picture, and then it's got to tell a story. So it's like, so we'll get a little flash or a little something. And if you are observant of people and life and yourself, and the more you know yourself, know how you're interpreting or deciphering information, then you'll get way better at translating these kinds of messages. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to jump into the chat or call in and, you know, even add to this kind of this conversation here. Because it really is very exciting because we're explorers, we're students of the universe, but we can't get too hokey about stuff. You know, we have to also believe that there can be other explanations. And we don't like an explanation, but meanwhile, we're going to utilize what we have as best as we can in the most sensible, practical way. I know that sounds kind of like a contradiction when it comes to psychic phenomenon, but there are reasons, we just don't know what they are yet. Dr. Kelly, do you have anything that you would like to add in there?
Yeah, I think you talked about some great information, some great points. You know, psychic ability is an innate human ability. It's not something that you're gifted with any more than somebody is gifted with exceptional abilities in some area, maybe piano playing or basketball. So, yeah, we all have our strengths and weaknesses and different abilities, and psychic ability is one of them. Some people are very good at it. Others are not so good at it, but it doesn't, I mean, it's neither here nor there. But one of the things that occurs to me with psychic ability, and I've heard this from several people, is that it's like if you try to make it happen, it's hard. It's like right now, here's an example. Think about raising your arm. Think, okay, get ready, don't raise it yet, but think about raising your arm. And then, you ready to raise it? Okay, try raising it. You know, and I mean, if I kept talking, it kind of gets in the way. Thinking about raising your arm or raising a finger, when you need to do it, you just do it. And you don't even think about it. It just happens. And so with psychic phenomena or psychic abilities, kind of look at it that way. If you try too hard, it ends up being a block. But if you just silence and settle your mind, it can allow it to flow a little bit.
I completely agree. We look for the triggers that are going to activate that alternate consciousness. But if you try too hard, you're going to see there's wishes, hopes, expectations, and our own belief systems all get in the way of a true psychic impression.
Yeah. So, you know, psychic ability, just let your mind settle and just observe the world around you. It's called mindfulness meditation, where you almost are a third person. You're just observing and then see what comes. Just settle your mind. That's one of the things we need to do, most of us, in addition to not taking ourselves too seriously, which I have to remind myself daily not to do. But that's one of the things. The other thing is just to settle. What noises, what sounds can you hear when there's nothing going on? You'd be surprised what you can hear, what you can pick up on. And you tend to tune into things. And that's essentially going with exactly what Dr. Vicky said. You may not necessarily need a card or any other instrument or any other tool, but there's nothing wrong with them. But you may not need it. You just need to settle the mind and get good at that. I mean, it takes a little practice.
Well, you see, psychic on command, kind of, it's really helpful to have cards.
Yeah.
You know, that's where and you're right, I go into a very quiet place before I do a reading. I'm very present. I'm very calm. And I tune in to the client. It's like I connect with them. I no longer exist, so my mind is quiet. In my life. You know that saying of silence is deafening?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know and haven't experienced that. If you go into the country and camp in a tent, and then you'll hear the silence, and it really, there's a buzz. You know, because you're just used to all the other noise, you know, the cars and the motors and the, you know, sirens and so on. You don't hear that other layer of silence under the noise. Well, that's what we're talking about. It's you go into the silence under the noise, and there's a whole other language in there. There's this whole other music, if you will. You know, if you listen to nature, you'll hear tones. You'll hear musical notes, whether a bird singing or the wind going. There's music in there. I always call that kind of a language, too. You know, how we're connected universally to all these things. So again, that under the noise, there's another language. And you can peel that away, and another language. So we're tuning into layers of consciousness. That's how I see it.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that I have experienced myself a number of times. And just sending this out to our listeners, can you identify with this? And here's what it is. There might be times when something is trying to reach my conscious mind. You know, it's like just below the surface. I'm aware of it, but it's almost distant. And I, on some level, I know I'm aware of it, but it's not quite past that threshold into my conscious mind. It might be something I need to do, or it might be some solution to something or whatever, or something like that. And it's there. But I sometimes don't recognize that it's sitting there. And I've really been trying to work on this, that if there's that little, I don't know, voice in the back of your head, I guess is another way to put it. If it's there saying something, stop and listen. You have to almost pay attention and get good at it. And then once it finally breaks into my conscious mind, I think, oh, yeah, it's been sitting there all along. On some level, I've known it, but I didn't take the time to settle my mind and focus on it. And that's what this is about. And this is a good segue into, speaking of cards, if you want us to pull a card for you and talk about it, just type in the chat room there to just let us know you want a card. If you want to call in, you can. The number's there on your screen, 646-668-2876. Again, tonight's program, we're going to probably end it at about 30 minutes, and it gives us another 10 or so minutes. So if you've got a question or an impression or anything, feel free to throw it out there, and we'll talk about it. Go ahead, Dr. Vicky.
Sorry, I jumped in too quick there before you giving the number. Jenny has made a really good comment in the chat. She says, how can you focus on one voice at a time? For me right now, it's like listening to several radio stations at one time. You know, that's a really good observation, because that's what we're dialing in. You know, it's that, and that focusing in. Once you open your psychic senses, like wider, greater, more, you'll start to get other random things. And we've talked about this in previous shows. Random psychic impressions, many of which will mean nothing. It's just stuff out there. You're picking it up, and maybe it's something happened to somebody on the other side of the planet, which has no relevance in your life at this moment. That is not uncommon to happen. If you stay with it and start like tuning the dial a little more, you'll start to calm and catch a wavelength that has some kind of relevance to you. Now, I want to caution people, if you're in the grocery store and you get a psychic flash about somebody else, it is not your business to tell them. That's for you and your observation. You can't have, don't cross over the line of non-interference here. You know, they didn't ask you for help. They didn't ask you for psychic impression, so don't be doing that stuff. So it's just, these are how you're going to be learning. You're awakening your senses more, quietening your mind. And again, those layers that you keep going down and down and down, like till you get to that core. So I think that's a good question, a good comment from Jenny.
Okay, so let's talk about our inner oracle cards. They are a tool, just like any card. They're not tarot cards, but they're a tool for self-discovery. And these cards are beautifully laid out. There's, what is it, 5 or 6 suits, 54 cards. They follow our life leadership paragon, which is forms the foundation of what we teach at IMHS and in all of our courses. They address practical life skills, relationship skills, all kinds of skills, critical thinking, communication, you name it. And they come with a face value, actually several. There's the suit name, and then there's the face value for the card. And then we have a guidebook that goes with it that explains what the card is about. But the biggest part of this is that when we pull a card for you, or you pull a card for you if you happen to own a deck, what is that initial impression? How does it resonate with you? How does it strike you? What does it tell you about you or about your situation? Do you see these cards are individually meaningful? And while somebody could argue, yeah, it wouldn't matter what card you pulled, they all would apply. Sure, it would. But it's uncanny how sometimes these cards can just focus, dig right into what might be bothering us or what we might be wondering about, what we might, solutions, things like that. It's just amazing when you lay out these cards. So it doesn't look like we have anyone.
You know, if I can add to that, 10 people can draw the same card.
Yeah.
And each one will relate to it in the capacity of their life as it's relative to his or her life. And because it means what it means to you. And we've said that many times. You just kind of said it in other ways. It's a beautiful thing to have something to focus on, something to trigger our thinking, something to give us a new idea. You know, they would just kind of pull back a layer like we're talking about, you know, earlier. Now, having said that, Dr. Kelly, may I choose a card for you? We have never done that for you.
Wow, you've read my mind, and I'm going to ask you to choose 3.
All right, I'm going to choose 3. I've found the cards out here. They're all face down. And what I do is I kind of run my whole palm and my whole hand over the whole fan out of these cards, and I feel heat. You know, for me, it's heat. Some people feel cold, but for me, I kind of, which one is heating up? So I choose one. I don't look at it because I don't want it to affect my where I go next. So I've got one card put to the side here. I am going to feel the heat, go to another one, pull it out, set it aside. And again, I'm not looking at the face value. Now, I'm one more time. Oh, I got a hot one.
Where
on the left
I
or the right? On the left or right? I got two of them here.
I want it on the left.
All right.
Left brain.
All right. So we have 3. Now, for anybody who's pulling 3 cards, it can mean past, present, future. It could mean the situation as it is, the situation, the energy unfolding in the best possible outcome. It means what it means to you. I think if you try to impose on it, we're not going to get the right kinds of message. So what we want to do is just keep an open mind and say, oh yeah, that already happened, or that is happening now. So then you'll know whether it's a past, present, future, or now and coming events. The first card here is number 34, which is service to self and others, take and release ownership, which I find that very interesting. And you can explain to the audience, if you like, you know, how this, how you are relating to it, if you'd like to. But the card reads, ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest. Now, do you relate to that as something in the past, or is there something in the present, if you're only if you're willing to share, that you can relate to that with?
In terms of taking ownership or releasing ownership?
Yeah.
Obviously, the point is one of the big points of my life. It's a great big lesson I had to learn years ago on what do you take ownership? And I often talk about catch the ball, don't catch the ball. Every time somebody tosses us something, we automatically want to catch it. And when we do, we take ownership of that. And so, you know, I'm looking at my life, and it's a good reminder to not catch that ball or to not take ownership of stuff that is not my stuff. And that also kind of segues into not borrowing trouble from the future, perceived trouble from the future, to worry about today, which we call worry. Right, so that's a good reminder to only own that which you should own and release the rest. This is a great lesson for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you'll love it that the second card here, for you know, as it is now in the energy unfolding, is number 13, positive consciousness. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. So that's, you know, and the end sentence here is maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles, and they're temporary. Well, we know that you know that, but that's a reinforcement, I think, to you that positive consciousness is that the correction and to continue to do that.
It's a huge, now, go ahead, when you're done, I'll comment on it.
No, please, go ahead.
It's a huge reminder, and that's the point of these. I mean, you know, we wrote this stuff. It's like you're, you know, preaching to the choir here. But that's the key. And that's why you can never, you know, these reminders are imperative. Yeah, I wrote this stuff, but it doesn't mean I don't need to hear it, don't need the reminders. And that positive consciousness is my own term and to describe that innate positivity that some people possess. Tracy, my wife, has had that. And I know Tracy B, and who's listening or is in the chat anyway, she's that way. There's other students that have been that way. What is it with these traits? There's also Tracy W, who's not with us tonight, but, well, if she is, she's not in the chat. But she's another one of those people, and she's a graduate, you know, a doctoral student. So, you know, I've seen that, and I've really tried for years to really have that positive consciousness, but I need that reminder. Don't let life's stuff get in the way. Don't, again, borrow perceived trouble from the future to deal with today, because I don't know how it unfolds, and basically it's largely within my control how it unfolds. So that positive consciousness,
well,
excellent.
You're gonna love this third card.
I'll bet.
Trust and integrity, number 42.
Hmm.
Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Well, you know this. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, which is yourself.
Yeah.
It's that reinforcement that, in my view, that's that reinforcement that where you are, what you're doing as it's unfolding is exactly where you're supposed to be, and reinforce that who you are and what your dream is, what your goal is.
Yeah, again, great reminders, you know, that integrity, and that's something that we we'll do another program on sometime, but that's something we all have to maintain. Even when times may get tough for us, we have to maintain that personal integrity and the trust in ourselves, trust in that things will turn out all right, and that we will end up all right.
You know, I mean, most people, Dr. Kelly, would know you as Dr. Kelly and, you know, the founder and CEO of IMHS and all these others. But what we have to remind ourselves is that people are layered. We're all layered. Dr. Kelly has his own home life, his own family life, and a good one, I might add, and a very wonderful wife. But there's still the growing of life. And should I make this change? Should I do that change? You know, do I do this and do it? So there's always, we're all human beings in that regard, and I hope you don't mind me saying that we're human too. So mm-hmm. that some of these messages can touch that, you know, a private chord or, you know, a family dynamic or, you know, any number of things. So we have to keep open and our minds open to the layers of life, not just the ways we know each other that's kind of one-dimensional, you know. So I just had to add that in there.
Yeah, and that's all good advice. We have a call-in that we're going to take.
Good.
This is, as soon as I get him on, it's... name's Michael, but hold on just a second. Okay, Michael, are you with us?
This is Michael, and I also have my wife, Deborah, with me here tonight.
Is this Michael Q?
Michael GL48. You know me.
Oh, okay. Great, Michael. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
So I don't know if they previewed my question.
We don't have that. Go ahead and ask it again.
Well, we just moved to the, we're on the northern part of the east coast of Florida, and looking at cool. the last weather report, it sort of showed that line going right through my brand new home that we just moved into. And yeah. I know the power of people in long-term in helping me with my health concerns and sending me positive energy. I'm wondering if the same kind of energies can be used to just push that sucker right back out to sea where it belongs.
Well, instead of out to sea, why don't you just let it move up and over and around you?
Because I don't want it to affect anybody else either.
No, you're not. It's up to them to talk to the aliens too. You know, I mean, it's, we each have our own deal. You can't just turn that wind back and go throw it the other way. That's, you know, I mean, we have to work with nature. I tell you a very quick little story, Michael. I was in a situation once years ago, and I kid you not, there was this big flood down the street of this friend I was visiting, and there's water. My car floated away. You know, everything. It's like, well, I got to quick enough to move it, but everybody's vehicles are floating away. The fellow house I was visiting, I put a white light around that house. Not one drop of water. The water came up to his step. Everybody on the left and the right and forward and back, they all had water in their basement. There wasn't one drop of water in his house. Now, I'd love to protect everybody, but I'm going to take a little bit of credit for that because I said, don't worry about it. I went into that very calm place. And I mean, it was really like watching magic happen. But I have to believe, too, it was part of his energy, you know, and we're kind of connecting and all that. There are cases, too, we can try to find some logic to it, but why is there a huge, big fire, but there's certain buildings that remain untouched to any kind of fire? You know, it's got to work with the energy. So rather than stopping it and moving it another direction, just let it flow and, you know, kind of put a nice, big white light around you and go out there and talk to the universe and say up and around and... go by me.
Are you new to Florida, Michael?
No, actually, I had a similar situation back when we had the twin hurricanes when I had first moved mm-hmm. to Florida. And I had told my kids, pack up everything, we're leaving. I had a very old house and it wasn't up to hurricane standards. I said, I don't expect it to be here, you know, and I fully prepared myself for that. And when we came back, mine was the only house. I had a little piece of soffit that was blown out, and the houses on both sides of me were both destroyed. Wow. So,
you know, things happen. It's not to say, geez, if you do, you know, a white light, there's a guarantee. I'm just saying that we do the best we can. And because I've tried a few things, other times it didn't quite work the way I'd hoped. But this is, I'm saying, the best we can hope for is to work with what we have and do our best. And I will say, on behalf of all the listening audience, all the people in the chat room, and Dr. Kelly and myself, we will send you white lights. And we will do
Deborah and I appreciate that.
White lights of protection coming your way.
And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of hurricane threats here in Florida, and most of them never happen. You know, most of them never really amount to anything. So, it's like winning the lottery, you know. So, you hang in there, Michael. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, I would have...